I didn't know Michael Jackson at the time, but something seemed very, very manipulative, very sinister about the way he approached Michael Jackson. And what was proof of that was the naivete Michael displayed in continuing to talk to this man who clearly, in my opinion, was bent on destroying his reputation.
Tonight, 12-year-old Gavin reveals he spends nights at Neverland, sometimes in Jackson's bed, the star on the floor.
Next thing you know, Children Protective Services became involved and different lawyers began asking questions. Tom Snedden is back in the picture again, and the Arvizo family suddenly have decided that Michael had molested Gavin.
Gavin came to Michael and said, "Michael, can we sleep in your room tonight?" And Michael looked at me and says, "I don't know, you know, I think you better ask your mother." "Oh, we already asked our mother. She says, sure, no problem." I'm like, "No, this is something's odd. This is not right." And then as I was about to go tell Gavin that he cannot sleep in Michael's room, Michael says, "Okay, I have a solution for this. You have to sleep in the room with me." The two children slept on the bed, and Michael and I slept on the floor.